looking for help on eliminating toxins from your life, having more beautiful and productive landscapes and gardens, and especially if you want to learn how to cut your water bill in half, you've come to the right place. It's Dirt Doctor Radio with your host, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. And as promised, I'm going to finish the story, the rain event and the Nelly story, and then we'll get back to the phone lines. So jump on board here. We only have one person holding, and we'll get to you pretty quickly. So it's 866-444-3478. Okay, rain breached the driveway, going down the driveway, washes out the edge of my basalt walkway, worse than I've ever seen. It moved the basalt all the way down the driveway. The problem that came up, though, was that it moved mulch, it moved debris from the driveway, from the street that was coming in, not just my stuff. And the first thing that was in the way was our gate. We have a gate that's got, it looks like bamboo, but it's actually the horsetail reed. And it, you know, the next morning there was all kind of debris built up on it. That was the first thing I had to do, is get all the stuff off of my gate. Got up over a foot high. It's a wonder it didn't break the gate. In the backyard, that's where really the damage was, because normally we don't, even if it comes down the driveway pretty hard, we don't have much damage in the back. It goes over to the left as it's going down and goes through the edge of the dog run beside the greenhouse and down into the creek area that goes down to White Rock Creek. But this time there was damage in the backyard. Mulch washed out, some soil washed out, and the decomposed granite in one area that I've got, you know, a little sitting area in the back had been washed out. First time this has ever happened this much. And it was obvious that the water not only breached and came down the driveway, but it probably was siphoning at that point. It probably, you know, was pulling it down with extra amount of energy. No plants were uprooted or torn out or anything like that. And it's really good that I've been working for the last several years on getting the bamboo to really establish harder. I think we would have had a major erosion breach at one point that's weak that I've been working on for a long time. But I've been getting the bamboo to thicken up so well that we didn't have any damage there. Well, every morning when I get up, I go out first with Tater out in the front. He loves his little routine. He and I go out and get the paper in the front yard. And he, you know, goes around and checks all the messages that the neighbor dogs have left out in the front and does his return message to them on the plants. I have some burned plants out there as a result of both of them. And then we come in and we get Nellie stays in a crate at night. We get her out. She's always quietly waiting for us. We go out in the backyard and roam around. I see if I need to do anything with the filters in the koi pond. Usually I do. I use a fish net to kind of as a secondary filter in my koi pond, and I dump that out and walk around a little bit, and then I go back in and start the coffee brewing for Judy and me. And then later on, Tater, little white dog, Tater usually comes in with me, and Nellie stays, the tree climber, stays out and runs around in the backyard. Well, this time she doesn't come back to the door, and I'm looking around and wondering and longer, and finally I think, well, and I hear this barking, this real shrill barking across the way, and I thought, oh, my goodness, what in the world's going on? Neighbor's dog doing that, or is there some way Nellie could have gotten out? And I'm walking around, and all the gates are all still closed in the backyard and all that. So I walk around the greenhouse, and on the other side of the greenhouse, we have a gate there that opens that we use for maintenance. It's not a very old gate. I haven't even painted it black yet. It is wide open, and my heart just sinks, because outside that gate, there's a 30-foot drop down to solid shale, and storm drain goes under and blows out that area. That's why it's bare down there. And I'm looking down there and just scared to death about what I'm going to find. Don't see her anywhere. But I continue to hear this shrill barking. And after a while, I go in, I tell Judy that Nellie's gone. I get some shoes on because I know I've got to go down to the bamboo area and try to find her, see if she's down there. She has gotten out about three times before. She's crashed down the hill, goes to visit for a while, comes around and comes in and sits at the front door. She knows where the good treats and things are. But this time I don't see her down there. I just continue to hear this shrill barking. I finally go down, and it's her barking at apparently an armadillo family that's built into my huge compost pile that's back in the bamboo. And she is not interested in coming in at all. So I go back and get some treats. She finally decides that she'd rather have a treat than continue to bark at the armadillos. And we got her back in. But that water power had been so strong that it bent the chain link fence gate. It bent the latch, one of those just fall down latches. It bent it at an angle and bent one arm of it wide open, so the gate was just blown completely open. And the gate at the driveway, before you got to that gate, was covered with debris up to about 18 inches. So we came close to having a lot of big problems. I spent all day yesterday putting things back together, and I'll probably have a few photographs I'll throw on Facebook about it. But Nellie's fine. She's back, and Tater's back, and everybody is lovely. And that's our rain event story. Let's catch up on phone calls. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Here's Tommy in Meridian, Texas. Is that right, Tommy?
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Garrett.
What's going on?
I've been a gardener all my life, and I got a garden question.
Okay.
On okra.
All right.
I got a little shower the other day, and it's just making like crazy now. But up towards the top, right in the top, where the bloom forms,
right,
it's turning black, and it's got a lot of little specks all over it. What kind of thing does that?
Well, it's aphids. Aphids will do it. The other insect that you'll sometimes have on okra around the flower production, especially, is fire ants. Fire ants like to actually eat that part of the okra.
Well, my thought is it is fire ants.
Mm-hmm, probably is. What I would do is a couple of things. I would do a little bit of garlic application to the soil. If you can get some dry garlic from Sam's or someplace like that and sprinkle it around the plants, that's good. If not, just get some liquid garlic and drench it into the area. If you don't do that, it's not going to be the end of the world. That'll just help you more long-term than the second thing I'm going to tell you. To kill the fire ants, you just get your Garrett juice mixture, which is compost tea, vinegar, molasses, and seaweed, and add to it 2 ounces, just like I was talking to the caller earlier in the show about how to kill algae on the side of the house. You add 2 ounces of orange oil per gallon of liquid. In this case, instead of just using pure water, use the Garrett juice mixture so you get foliar feeding out of it while you're doing all this, and you know, get the benefit of that. But the 2 ounces of orange oil per gallon of liquid, whatever liquid you use, will kill the fire ants and not hurt the okra plants.
What about putting something non-toxic in a spray bottle?
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
2 ounces of orange oil per gallon. Now, if you're using a quart, be careful. You know, we don't want to put the equivalent of more than 2 ounces per gallon out, because it'll burn the plant tissue in a gallon. You're going to cut that, you know, into a fourth. So it's going to be like a tablespoon of orange oil per quart at the most that you spray on the flowers of the okra, and that won't burn.
Yeah.
Okay? Okie
dokie. Thanks, sir.
Get with it. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
Yeah, my okra, I got planted late, and I was noticing it after all these rain events doing real well. I got it coming up from seed and also planted some little tall spindly transplants that I found at a nursery just out of curiosity to see which ones would do the best. Transplants from a nursery are those that are planted from seed. Right now, the transplants are still quite a bit taller and starting to set a little bit of fruit, but the seedlings are coming on like gangbusters. Some of them came up in an area well and not so well in another area. I'm still scratching my head about that a little bit. I'm Howard Garrett. I'll be back with you right after this.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic weed control? PureGrow Weed Crush is a natural, organic, non-selective weed control that kills broadleaf weeds, foxtail, chickweed, and other undesirable plants. It is fast-acting with visible results in 30 minutes and is safe to use around people and pets. Ask for PureGrow Weed Crush in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at puregrowusa.com or call 469-423-0712.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics has a new look. The bright green box features colorful fruits and vegetables to remind everyone of the healthy ingredients inside. No other probiotics today has Dr. O'Hara's world-famous quality for restorative digestive well-being. Enjoy the same trusted probiotic formula that I take every day and consumers worldwide have depended on for improved digestion for over 30 years. Free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at natural health retailers everywhere, also on Amazon.com.
Unibest International has a great new soil testing kit for home gardeners, agriculture and greenhouse producers, turf managers, and landscape contractors. Tests determine what fertilizer nutrients are needed and provide easy-to-understand fertilizer recommendations tailored to your site that will improve production and quality. For more information or to order your ready-to-use professional-grade soil test kit, call 877-535-2479 or go to unibestinc.com. That's 877-535-2479.
Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your garden variety fertilizer. It's a specially blended product for vegetable gardens with a rich, all-natural blend that nourishes your plants and helps grow healthy, mouth-watering vegetables. It's simple to use and safe for the family and pets with no harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers ever added. Best of all, Espoma products are effective for your organic production. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers. Nitrogen-only products are even worse. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. Mow turf as needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and we're talking gardening today, as always, and all kinds of other things as well. If you want to be with me, it's 866-444-3478. Here's Terry in Lake Dallas. Hey, not in the lake, but at Lake Dallas. Hey, Terry.
Good morning, Dr. Garrett. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
I have two questions. One's really easy, and that is, what's the best time of day to mow a St. Augustine lawn?
When it's real cool first thing in the morning, but the problem with that is that you disturb your neighbors.
Right.
A lot of cities, in fact, I was talking to somebody the other day about a commercial situation, well, the golf course, and having trouble with neighbors because the guys go out, you know, first thing in the morning and mow, and there's actually ordinances in a lot of cities that you can't mow or use blowers before 8 o'clock in the morning or whatever time. And I certainly, understand that. It's annoying to me when I go out in the backyard.
Sure.
In the morning with coffee and everything, I would rather it stay nice and quiet. I totally understand. Plus the fact there's dew on the ground, and there could be some argument that from that standpoint, it's not the ideal time to mow. So the real answer to you is it doesn't make any difference at all horticulturally.
Okay.
Just whenever you have the time to do it, and you're not going to be annoying to yourself or somebody else, I guess would be the best answer.
Awesome. Thank you. I have another question. And
and it may not be just for you, but for a lot of other people, the single most important thing I've ever tried to teach people about turf is to leave the clippings on the ground. Don't catch the clippings. You know, part of the organic program is to build the carbon in the soil. And one
right.
of the ways to do that, and you're going to be building some protein, some nitrogen, and other trace minerals too by simply leaving those clippings right where they fall. Even if you don't have a mulching mower, it's the best thing to do.
Okay, all sounds
right?
good.
All right.
The other question I have is, I have a good amount of blackberry plants, and they're doing really, really well. The only thing is, I'm having like new blackberry plants come up, either from the runners or from maybe blackberries falling on the ground, but none of those produce any fruit.
Well, they're not going to the first year, but that growth, that second year's growth of that, those pieces of blackberry will produce blackberries.
Okay.
They want the first year, though.
Okay, so I'm just being impatient then.
Yeah, second year, you'll get production out of that. What is normally happening there, you can get blackberries germinating from seed and growing, but generally what it is root sprouts coming up and it's spreading from the mother plant.
Okay, yeah. All right. That sounds good. Then I'll be patient.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Let me tell you a little bit about my books. If you want to buy some competent books, some books that talk about using the natural organic program and don't recommend using high nitrogen salt fertilizers and toxic pesticides and everything, all my books are in that category. My books also are in several different subjects. You know, we have books about trees, herbs. We have a book about insects. It's probably the most popular one that we have. We have one on the organic vegetable gardening. And the one that's on organic vegetable gardening that I did with Malcolm Beck, it, like all my books, it has Texas, or a lot of them, it has Texas in the title, but is really good for people anywhere across the country. Back in those days, I wasn't on the radio nationally. And we were only in Texas, and that's how that happened. If you adjust the timing on things and then specific plants, which we do even in Texas, all my books are available, are applicable to you coast to coast and border to border. The newest book, and all my books cover one of the most important things that you won't find in the books of people who push chemicals, and that is how to manage trees properly. And the most important tree management thing that you can do, without question, you've even heard some of the listeners comment about it today, is to have the flares, the base of the trees, above ground, exposed properly like they're supposed to be. It eliminates insect problems. It eliminates disease pathogens. It increases production. It just doesn't do anything but good stuff across the board. The book that covers that the most extensively right now is the last book I did, and it's the organic manual that we did with Mother Earth News, and it's available. They're all available online, various the usual places, in some of the bookstores. What little bookstores there still are out there these days sell some of my books as well. But if you buy from our website, from dirtdoctor.com. And we used not to recommend this that much, but we do now because you can help fund our nonprofit, the Texas Organic Research Center, by going that route. Prices are the same, so it doesn't make any difference where you go. But if you want to help TORC, if you buy books at a level of $50 or just donate at a level of $50, you get membership in the Organic Club of America, which gives you various kinds of benefits. And one of the benefits that's coming up at our big expo that's coming up September the 15th is that we're going to have a meet and greet just for, and a little event just for the members. And the level of $75, you not only get membership in the Organic Club of America, but you get the seed from my garden and from Bob Webster's garden. So check that out on our website. You can go to join up the Organic Club of America, and it tells you about how all that works. It's just a better way to go if you're interested in the books. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. We'll be back after this, so don't go away.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
The Medina Corporation, led by the Stuart Franke family, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and many soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator stimulates the soil biology and plant roots. And all the Medina products help all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. The Medina products help you spend your money wisely, increasing production while improving the environment. All Medina products are free of toxic chemicals, including the commercial version of Garrot Juice Plus. For the proper care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Conveniently available at many hardware, nursery, and feed stores, Medina Natural Organic Products are a Dirt Doctor recommendation. 50 years young and still environmentally friendly, it's MedinaAg.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, back to gardening with the Dirt Doctor. The telephone number is 866-444-3478. I think I caught up with other things, so let's go to Flora and talk with her in Cleburne, Texas. Hey, Flora.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have two questions for you today. One is our grapevines. The grapes are almost ready to harvest for juice.
Okay.
But the leaves are kind of folding over in half or in thirds on themselves, and something's eating on the leaf. And since they're almost ready to harvest, I was going to ask you what you recommend to spray, or if I should just leave them till after I harvest.
Well, there's a couple of ways to go here. If they really are close, you can go ahead and harvest and then worry about them later. It's a leaf roller is what it is. It's a caterpillar. And the caterpillars are controlled with several different routes. One of the things that I would recommend to you that I kind of doubt you did this year or you wouldn't have this problem is to next year when the plants first start to grow, put out Trichogramma wasps. The Trichogramma wasp is a little microscopic wasp. It's almost microscopic. You can see little, you know, tiny specks that are the adults. But they're put out on cards or strips, and they're inside of moth eggs. You buy these cards or strips, and it looks like rough sandpaper, and each one of the little bumps on the The card that you buy is a moth egg, and inside the moth egg is the entire life cycle of the trichogramma of wasp. They emerge, and they parasitize the eggs of what will become the leaf rollers, this caterpillar. It's a big old caterpillar. The other thing you can do is when they first start to roll and eat the leaves, you can spray with the products called BT, Bacillus thuringiensis. That's a bacteria. That's an organic spray. Or you can spray with what's called spinosad, and that's the active ingredient in the product. There are various brand names that contain spinosad. Both of them are made from microorganisms and fit into the organic program. The BT will kill butterflies, so you don't want to be spraying it all over the place. You just spray it very surgically, you know, right on the grapes, right where you need the help. And you do the same thing with the spinosad or spinosad. But the other thing you can do is just not worry about them until you've harvested everything, and then treat them then, and the plants will leaf back out, even if the caterpillars have done a lot of damage to the foliage.
Okay, good. And my last question is on my herbs, my oregano and sage and thyme. What percent of the time will it come back next year, or should I just, when it's finished its cycle this year, should I dig it up and just plant new ones next year?
No, on what plants?
Oregano and thyme and sage.
Well, those are all permanent plants. Sage is pretty durable. Oregano, I actually use as a ground cover, and it makes a very nice ground cover, especially the Greek oregano. Some oreganos, the marjorams and some of the others, have a little bit of sensitivity, and if you have a really hard winter that changes in a hurry, changes real fast, you might lose some, and you just kind of do it whatever you need to do. But sage and oregano and thyme are all three very tough perennials and stay around. In fact, they're all three evergreen.
Okay, so one of my sage, I don't know what variety it is, it kind of looks dead already. So does that mean is it dead, or is it dormant?
Well, it could be, and that's probably from something else, though, besides the weather. That's probably just from getting too wet or being too dry, one of the
I
two.
Think too dry.
Yeah, but the garden, the various garden sages are evergreen and tough. The various other salvias, and there's a whole bunch of them, for the most part, they are tough permanent plants.
Okay, good.
So if you've lost some, you may just have to replant.
Okay, thank you.
All right, appreciate
it. Have a wonderful week.
Oh, you too. Bye bye. And telephone number. A couple people are calling in there, and we missed the call, so call back, because we got a wide open line for you all of a sudden at 866-444-3478. Let's get a little bit more in Howard's garden done for you. One of the other things that I've been doing, besides cleaning up from all the rain damage that we had, is, and there's one more rain damage item. We had a couple of limbs come down in some of the trees. A lot of people are asking me, is it okay to trim live oaks and red oaks, worried about oak wilt and various other pruning? And the answer is yes. When you're in the heat of summer, like we are now, 100 degrees or whatever, or if you're up north and you're 90 degrees, in other words, in the summertime, you're kind of in a second dormant state to a degree. So you can do the pruning without any question, without doing any damage. No flush cuts. The people that say do a flush cut or leave a 16th of an inch don't know what they're talking about. You need to leave the entire branch collar, and the branch collar can vary in width from, you know, a quarter or a half inch out to 6 or 8 inches on a big tree. And it'll always be always stick out farther on the bottom of the cut than on the top. So look at the pictures in my books or on dirtdoctor.com and see the diagrams and also the photographs of where to make proper cuts. If you have something happen like I just had happen, and you have I think it was actually the garbage truck caught a limb and ripped one limb out of one of my red oaks, and you have a ripped place, And what you do in that case is just clean up the jagged edges as much as you can, but don't trim any farther back into living good tissue than you have to. And then douse the area. This is a good idea on any cut if you have time to do it, but it's not the end of the world if you don't. But douse some hydrogen peroxide on the wound, especially if it's a rip, if it's torn, or a car hits a trunk or something like that. And then you apply the tree trunk goop, which is equal amounts of compost, soft rock phosphate, and natural diatomaceous earth. I'm about to change that formula. We're experimenting around with the idea of, instead of using soft rock phosphate, use the soil amendment azomite, and it might work even better. But you do those three things, equal amounts, compost, azomite, or soft rock phosphate, natural diatomaceous earth, or fireplace ashes can substitute for the diatomaceous earth. Add water, make a slurry, mud, slather it on the wound, and it's just remarkable about how quickly it will heal the wound, and it'll start rolling over, callusing over, and seal. Bob Webster on his show Saturday was asking me what I recommend when rodents eat the bark, and that's happening to quite a few of his listeners apparently, and I've seen it even on one of my little Japanese maples that I was careless and in a big old pot and let it get a little bit too deep. You know, I make this mistake about having the flare not properly showing myself from time to time, and I have to remind myself and do it more than once in some cases if it gets filled back in. But if you have a rodent eating the bark, that means the same thing as when you see a sapsucker drilling holes in the trunk, or when you see mistletoe in a tree. It means that the tree is in stress, especially on the animals eating the bark. It means that the sugars have been concentrated in an attempt by the tree to try to heal its own problems. It's what it does. It concentrates the sugars. The animals can detect that, and they go after it. You get the flare exposed, do the entire sick tree treatment, slather the tree trunk goop on the wound, and it'll go away. The animals will go bother somebody else's tree, okay? But I'm going to do Dallas Morning News on pruning pain and wound dressings. If you do need to put a wound dressing on there, the tree trunk goop is best. The best commercial thing that's out there if you want a wound dressing is a product called Lac Balsam, L-A-C, capital B-A-L-S-A-M. And I'm going to do a Dallas Morning News. I may do my next Dallas Morning News on that, by the way. We've got a loaded line, so I'm going to go back to the phones. But some people are maybe still scratching their head on my event where the rain blew the gate open and Nelly got out, our tree climber, and there was a 30-foot drop there down to solid rock. She didn't go that route. She went to the side and crawled through the bamboo up near the garage and then eased her way down, so she didn't get hurt. I forgot to tell you that part of it. Let's see who's been holding the longest here. Emmy in Mountain Home, Arkansas. Hello, Emmy.
Hello, Dr. Garrett.
I've got
a question about armadillos.
Okay.
How do you suggest getting rid of those little creatures?
Trap them. It's the best way to go. And we've got on our website, dirtdoctor.com, if you go to the library and go to armadillos, I think we have the drawings and the explanation of two completely different ways to do trapping. One is to use commercial traps, the Have a Heart, and the other, the Piper traps. They need to be real sturdy because those guys are strong. And you put boards, 2x8s or 2x10s, going into the trap, forming a V, because they're kind of goofy animals too. They'll come wandering up. You put them somewhere where they've been working the night before. They'll hit the board and just follow the board right into the trap. You don't even need any kind of a bait. If you do a bait, it makes it even better. And if you do a bait, it's best to put the bait under the trap, not in the trap, So they go in and try, they're digging around to try to get it, and they do a better job of causing it to spring and trap. And then you do whatever you have to do with the trapped animal. The other thing, and it sometimes works and sometimes doesn't work, is this. If you go out and see where the armadillos have been doing their damage the night before, and just before the next nightfall, you go out and you heavily dust the hottest red pepper you can find that you can get your hands on, heavily. And then they'll tend to come back into the same area to work some more the next night. And if they come back in and get a snout full of hot red pepper, they'll do a double back flip up in the air and take off, and you'll never see them again.
Wonderful.
Okay.
I've got a little tiny bed, and it's got a few peppers and a few tomatoes.
Let me put you on hold. I've got to run real quick. I'll chat with you off the air. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be right back.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they are old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
While summer is the absolute best time for swimming, cookouts, and much-anticipated vacations, it's the worst time to endure the pain and embarrassment of unexpected gas and bloating. Bloating oftentimes isn't triggered by how much food you eat, but rather what you eat. Some foods are difficult for your body to break down, and those undigested particles pass into the colon and produce uncomfortable gas bubbles that make your stomach swell and bloat and can even lead to weight gain. Enter your summertime savior, Dr. O'Hara's award-winning probiotics, an exclusive formula of prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotics. This probiotic powerhouse helps your body break down food that is challenging to digest, so gas and bloating are significantly minimized. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available in convenient blister packs, perfect for traveling. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this summer. Look for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
Farms and greenhouses throughout America rely on BioSafe systems for healthier plants and better yields. You too can enjoy longer blooms and better results in your own backyard and garden with BioSafe weed control, disease control, and plant food. BioSafe Systems believes products should be effective and safe for use around pets, children, and wildlife. Our products are certified organic, so you can feel good about using them in your own backyard. Visit us online today at www.biosafe.net to learn more. BioSafe Systems, simply sustainable, always effective.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, Spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus, and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com. Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer? Or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides? The compaction of soil? And grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically, 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard back with you, and we'll try to get caught up here with all the calls. Let's see who's next. Jim, Denton, Texas. Hey, Jim.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
Great. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a question about lantanas. I have a fairly large growth of lantanas that have done well, but this year they've been some. The leaves have been there's been some white splotting appearing. And when it first started, I thought, well, maybe it was bird droppings. But taking a closer look, it's grown and it's sporadically appearing on a lot of the leaves, and it looks like it's stressing the plant as well.
Well, I think it's come from the plant being in stress. I see that a lot myself. It's usually a cosmetic effect. There's probably some kind of little fungal pathogen involved in that, Jim. It's usually on mine, not severe enough to do any treatment for, but on the other hand, we're usually spraying some kind of Garrett juice mixture on a regular basis. Are you doing any foliar feeding at all?
I haven't so far this year because it started pretty much when the plant started appearing, and I've just kind of watched it and monitored it, but
okay.
I know it's going to get worse.
What I would recommend that you do in this case is do foliar feeding. I'd use the Garrett juice mixture, you know, make it yourself or use one of the commercial versions, and put a little milk, a little hydrogen peroxide, a little bit of cornmeal tea. In other words, soak whole ground cornmeal in the water and add that to the Garrett juice mixture so that when you spray – you're giving some foliar feeding benefit, but you're also addressing that pathogen. That's a. It's always been such a curious little minor problem. I've never looked into it all that much. I'm going to make a note to look into it more and see what's going on. But that, without question, would be what I'd recommend to keep it from getting worse and being a cosmetic problem for you.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. I'll do that.
The one other thing you might want to do that could help a little bit is get some garlic. Go to Sam's and get one of the dry granulated garlic products. The garden centers usually don't have that in stock. And just sprinkle a little bit around the plants. Garlic has a systemic property. It'll be pulled up in the plant, and that'll give you some help with that issue also.
Okay. Yeah, right. Flipping those leaves certainly isn't going to take care of the problem.
No, it'll just continue. It's something that we see on a regular basis. Even a stand of lantana that looks perfectly healthy, if you look at it closely, you'll see a little bit of this.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, this is a little bit more than that, so I need to be a little more aggressive.
Yeah, the Garrett juice, a little organic disease control added to it, and I think you'll see a greening up and an improvement. Let me know what you see.
Okay, I will. Thank you so much for your help.
Appreciate the call.
All right, be blessed. Bye-bye.
Let's go next. Let me see where I am going. Debbie in Chicago's next, listening on WCPT.
Hi, how are you today?
Doing well, thanks.
Great, getting some great information. I have an infestation of Japanese beetles.
Okay.
And they're really nasty, and I'm using those bag-a-bugs.
Bag-a-bugs?
Bag-a-bugs.
Okay.
It's a lure you put in a bag, and it's got all these pheromones and everything
okay,
in it.
Okay, pheromone trap.
Fly into
okay.
the bag, but it's not helping the problem. It's just catching the live ones.
Okay, the Japanese beetles we don't have them as much of a problem as y'all do there. What I would recommend is what kind of plants are they on, Debbie? Various plants?
They're on roses.
Roses?
My brand new beautiful roses that I just put in this year. I put in drywood roses. They were growing gorgeous, and they were blooming all over the place. And then the Japanese beetles came, and they're eating holes in them, and they're just infesting right into the center of the rose and the bud. And they're on hibiscus, and they're on hydrangea.
Okay.
Those three seem to be pretty consistent.
Okay. Well, let's do this. Let's do what I just suggested to the last caller. Let's get some dry granulated garlic and
okay.
put it on the ground just like you'd put an organic fertilizer out. And then what we want to spray, go down to your local garden center or feed store or whatever and see what they've got in stock that contains spinosad. Spinosad is the active ingredient. It's not the brand name. The Bonide's got a product, and several other chemical companies actually they've gotten into organic pest control products, and spinosad is what you want to look for on the label as the active ingredient.
Thank you so much, because I'm really at a crossroads with this.
That works better than anything. The other thing that
they're dive bombing me, and then what do I do when they go in the ground? And you know, after they're done hatching, then they go in the ground and they become, you know, they get ready for next year. They become the grubs or whatever it is,
right.
And get ready for next year. And the
grub control, there's a couple of different ways you can go, but the one that would be the most effective and also help you with a lot of other pest problems would be beneficial nematodes. And you
nematodes.
Can put beneficial nematodes, you can order mail order and put out an application of them now, and then you can do another application next year as things start to grow, and it works very well on any kind of pest that has grub worms as part of its life cycle. I appreciate you calling. I'm going to have to run on. Call us again if you have something else or you want to give us a little feedback on what's working and what's not. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The telephone number is 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com.